We've been hearing this weekend is turning out to be one of the busiest in the capital. Shania Twain is playing Malahide, the Swifties, of course, arriving en masse at the Aviva. And then there's the Longitude Festival taking place in Marley Park. Then we have the sporting field, as Des was telling us, at Croke Park, hosting the football quarterfinals. And for many, the highlight of the weekend will be the Dublin Pride Festival. So what does this mean for travel, for those coming to the city and for those trying to get around the city? Our reporter Kieran Dineen is at a busy Connolly station. Good morning, Kieran. What's it like there?
Good morning, Mary. Yeah, it's really starting to get busy here. There's a good flow of people coming through, but it's really later today and we're going to see a lot of traffic here. But it's getting home at night time, which is really causing some concern for people. I'm joined by Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, who we will be hearing from later. But it's just those concerts you mentioned. There's 150,000 Swifties, 27,000 going to see Shania Twain, 80,000 in Marley Park. You have Flavours of Fingal, which brings 130,000 people, and even the Saw Doctors, there'll be 8,000 people there in Fairview Park. So Des mentioned the football matches as well in Croke Park, and as well, on top of all that, there's the Dublin Pride events taking place. I spoke to Eddie McGuinness, a former festival manager of Dublin Pride, who'll be attending his 31st Pride in the capital. This is what he had to say.
Dublin Pride this year is a celebration of who we are as not only as a capital city, but also the biggest pride on the island of Ireland, but also showcases the diversity of the arts, cultures coming together with all the different concerts and events over the weekend. So I'm encouraging people to come along, but use public transport. To not only think of the environment, but also think of your own stress of trying to get here, parking, everything like that. Try and use public transport and utilise the services that Dublin has. The celebration of Dublin Pride has always been the last Saturday of June for the last 50 years. The city can cope with it. The city can embrace it.
Barry, I'm joined here by Barry Kenny of Irish Rail. Barry, do you agree with that? Can Dublin, you know, kind of meet the challenges and public transport, if essentially meet the challenges of this weekend?
Well, we're definitely ramping up to provide as much capacity as we can. There's certainly never been a weekend like it in terms of the number of huge events happening at the same time. So like right now around the country, basically every intercity train en route to Dublin this morning and this early afternoon is sold out. That's the same for Saturday and Sunday as well. We'll be operating extra DART and commuter services before all of the big events. You take something like Malahide Castle tonight, ordinarily that in itself is a huge event. It coincides obviously with the first of the Taylor Swift concerts as well. So everything we have will be moving, but we are asking our customers to plan their travel. If you haven't booked intercity in advance, don't turn up to the station. There won't be tickets available. And for DART and commuter, particularly on the way to events, allow more time. Because they're going to be so busy, it takes longer for people to get on and off, and just enable yourself, I suppose, to plan and to travel in comfort.
Very good, Barry. Do you think we could have planned this weekend a bit better so there wasn't so much activities happening in the same day?
It is a challenge. I mean, I suppose one of the challenges we have as well is that the championship matches are only confirmed very late. So while we've been ramping up for Taylor Swift and for Dublin Pride and for the events that we know, we find out last Sunday who's playing in the quarterfinals and on Monday afternoon what date. So that's definitely a challenge. But look, you know, we will move everything that we can, work with our customers. We have events teams at all the key hubs at Lansdowne, at Drumcondra, in the city centre stations, and indeed the likes of Clontarf Road for Fairview Park to help people on their way. But it is about patience. This is not a normal weekend. People do need to allow that extra time and to plan their journey.
You heard it there, Mary. Not a normal weekend, according to Barry Kelly.
Not a normal weekend, indeed, Kieran. What about the taxi situation? Will there be enough taxis to meet demand?
Yeah, that certainly is a question that people are asking. I spoke to one driver this morning about that, and this is what he had to say.
There's probably too many things happening at the one time. It's the time of the year for it, all right, but the downside of it is that I can't honestly believe there'd be enough taxis to cope with the numbers.
Would you advise people to use the apps or to try to wave down a taxi?
Oh yeah, well, you, by all means, personally, I'm not on the app myself, but oh yeah, the apps are part of it because it's very convenient for a driver to pick you up where he is, including where you are, if you know what I mean, rather than do a detour of halfway around Dublin for to look for you, you know, which it was in the old days before the apps.
But all these events on at the same weekend, is it bad planning, do you think?
It is. It is. There's too many. You see, what it is, there's obviously a revenue for all this. And it's a great sign that the country is doing well, that everybody can afford to get out to do these things.
Now all we need is a little bit of sunshine for a great weekend. That's our reporter Kieran Dineen reporting. Let's take a break. We're back with business after this.